Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subbress Radio.
So my first guest this evening, he is a British Asian rapper from Southeast London, known for mixing cultures through his love of music, who's been smashing it on the scene since he's arrived. He's just dropped a new one for 2022. It's called Life of a Raja, and it was only right we got him up on the show. Give it up and show some love for Prems. Prems. Okay, Kemcho.
I'm good, Pop. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know, I'm always happy when you're up on the show, man. You know, because I'm always excited when you drop something.
I'm always happy to be here. It feels like a while since I last dropped something. You're right. It does feel like a while since I'm happy to be back.
Absolutely, man. And, do you know... And what a tune you've dropped for 2022, man. But, before we get into it, man, you know, I mean, you know, let's talk about your journey a little bit. I mean, you know, when you started in the game, Prems, you know, I mean, did you have a goal? You know, did you, you know, where you, by a certain time you wanted to be? And, you know, where would you say by that, you know, where you're at the moment? You know, are you where you thought you'd be?
It's a good question. I don't think I tried to not have too many expectations, just because, like, I do music because it's something I love doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to have goals and aspirations. And obviously it's always nice where, you know, people like yourself will, you know, show love to the music, you know, be able to do these interviews and things like that. But I think for now, I'm happy with where I am. Obviously, we're always striving for more.
Yeah.
But the key thing is just making sure the music's always great. That's always my first priority. As long as, you know, I like what I'm putting out, it's one of those that you can't control how the audience is going to receive it. You can only hope they'll love it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
No, absolutely. And like you said, you know, you love what you're doing, and you're only going to put out, you know, what you love. And, you know, and that brings me on to my next question, really. I mean, what, you know, where does the inspiration come from, you know, to put pen to paper and, you know, and pop those lyrics down? You know, what is it that inspires you on a day to day?
I just love to rap. And, like, literally for the last God knows how many years, like 15, 16 years, like, I don't go a day without writing.
Yeah.
So I just use life, just what I'm going through, and that's why sometimes you may not hear any music from me for about 6 months, because I may have nothing to say in that time. So sometimes life can be quiet. And then, you know, once I've got something to say again, then I'll put pen to paper about something. And, you know, you just need the stars to align a little bit. I can't force it.
Yeah.
So it would just, it's just life, what you're going through at the time, things I'm seeing around me. You're like a reporter.
Yeah.
So you're just talking about what's going on, where you're from, what's going on in your life, and, you know, hopefully someone can, like, relate to it.
Absolutely.
On what you're saying.
Absolutely. And you know what, talking about you being, you know, doing this for the last, you know, 15 odd years, right? You know, I want to know, at the age of 14, Prems, right? At the age of 14, what did you write to the Tiny Tampa Wifey rhythm? What were you talking about? What were you chatting about?
I mean,
at that age,
you're right,
homework,
you're right,
school, detention.
probably just rapping about an imaginary childhood sweetheart or something. To be honest, I definitely had a version. It's definitely on, like, one of my old iPods or something. Like, I definitely had a version of that, though. So you're right, I definitely did have one.
Well, do you know what? I've managed to get a copy, Prems, and we're about to drop it right now. Only kidding.
I'm gonna say, you need to send me that if you haven't got it.
Oh man, that's crazy. But listen, do you know what, one thing, right, you know, I mean, having followed your musical journey, you know, from the beginning till now, you know, I mean, the things that you are flowing about, you know, they're quite, you know, some would say it's quite hard hitting, you know, with some of the stuff that you're that you're talking about. You know, I speak to a lot of artists, and a lot of artists, you know, kind of say to me, you know, sometimes life life, you know, just can have ups and downs, and they find that their music, you know, is therapeutic, you know, in terms of, you know, just putting their, I guess, their, maybe their frustrations, their anxieties, issues, problems on paper and laying it out. Would you say that's the same for you as well, Prems?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I'd say that instead of seeing a therapist, I just talk to myself and just write music, and that's how I get everything out.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, just on a bigger front, obviously, you know, I mean, with, you know, with your music, I mean, what is the message you are trying to get out to your, you know, to your audience, to the fans?
The key message I've always tried to get across is just that, you know, that we can remain different but relatable at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, we're all on different journeys, we're all on different paths, but we are still human. And a lot of our experiences, though different on the surface, are actually similar when you look underneath it. And just, like, a message of, like, oneness, to be honest. Like, everything I try and do is always, you know, trying to get different people together. I'm always trying to work with people that maybe you wouldn't always picture us in a room together. Just try and, you know, just branch out as much as possible. Like, you know, we can only do better when we work together as a community, not even just musically, but, you know, the more you can work with people and take on other people's experiences and what they're going through, and you can always create better art that way.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we were talking off air, and as you know, I had Leicester's own homegrown talent, D-Light MC, on the show yesterday. And, you know, he had nothing but...
Up D-Light.
Yeah,
big
man. He had nothing but praise for you. And, you know, I mean, again, you know, he was talking about how, you know, although both of you come from, like, different worlds, and this resonates with what you just said, you know, both of you, you know, from your own different genres and crafts, you know, you both had, you know, things to teach each other, you know, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, for sure. And to be honest, like, yeah, it's exactly that. Like, I couldn't even tell you how I know D-Light. That's the crazy part. I couldn't even tell you how I know him.
Yeah.
But he's literally, like, if he, any time he ever calls me and says, I need a verse, the verse is there. Like, the guy is genuinely a great guy.
Yeah.
And two, he's a master of what he does. Yeah. Like, he's one of the best grime artists out there. So, nothing but love for that guy.
Without a doubt, man. Now, listen, let's jump into this new one. It's your first single for 2022, LOAR, Life of a Raja. Now, I want you to explain this to me, right? Okay, you commented that the easiest way to describe this record is, if my life was a movie, this would be 100% be the theme song. Explain yourself, brother. Explain yourself.
I don't know. When I recorded it, I just felt like this is majestic. Like, this is now going to be, you know, like when wrestlers would have a theme song.
Yeah.
On their walkout music. Like, this is my theme song. This is my walkout music. Yeah. Like, that's the only way I can describe it. Like, it's just me. This is the grandeur and the majesticness of me. Like, this is my theme music.
Yeah. No, and you know what? The record is great. You know, it came out. You know, it came out last week. It's getting a lot of love. I mean, with you, Prems, you know, when you do drop a record, right? You know how precious are you with it? You know, yes, you put the blood, sweat, and tears as you put it out. You know, do you sit there just looking at the views, the streams, these people, anyone listening to it, or the comments? Is it good, bad? You know, are you like, you know what? I know, I did 110% on this. I'm gonna put it out there. People love it. They love it. If they don't, they don't. You know what? How do you feel when once you know that project is out there?
What you just said is exactly what I do. And it annoys everybody around me. Like, my whole team are annoyed because of the way that I am. Once I release something, I'm comfortable with the product. I'm comfortable with everything we've done, video, audio, whatever.
Yeah.
Then it's the audience's time to decide, because I can't make you like something. So I then have to wait for the audience to tell me, yes, we like this, make more stuff like this, or they'll be silent, and their silence will tell you the story. You got to make it, put everything you can into it, and then you've got to release with no expectations, because you can't control what happens next.
Absolutely, man. And you know, the video looks great. You know, it's got that raw, gritty, real feel to it, you know, which absolutely complements the track and what the track is about. So, you know, everybody must go check out the video. I mean, this project is out. I mean, we're kind of coming towards kind of the middle of 2022. I mean, you know, what's in the cards, Prems, man? You know, well, I know you're always beavering away, and I know there's loads coming. You know, I know there's a Mange Music project, you know, somewhere tucked away in the background.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Yeah, I've done a lot of feature work over the last 6 months. You heard like D-Light song. I had a record with RSB that came out last month. Mange Music, we have something on the way as well. My next single will probably be out June/July, so yeah, I think I've got a project on waiting to go, but I think that may be later on in the year. I think I'm just going to put out some singles for now, and just kind of see where it goes, to be honest.
Without a doubt, man. You know, always excited when you drop something, and we can't wait. Now, Prems, before we wrap things up, right, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun, right? You know, because, you know, because you're a fellow Guju, right? And you know what? And it's quite, you know, it's quite rare I get to speak to a Guju up on the show, right? So I thought we'd have a bit of fun. Basically, I've got... I think I've done it quite badly.
I'm going to fail this. I have
translated a line or two of some of your songs into Gujarati. I'm going to read them out.
And I have to guess what the line
I want to know if you can work this out. So this is going to be a test of my translation skills and your listening skills, all right? All right, so let's get into this. All right, so this is the first one. Mara masnu mas, mara loinu loi, mara swas no swas, mara prem nu prem. I thought that's quite easy.
All right, wait. So this isn't obviously from Life of a Raja, isn't it? It's from Glory, right?
Is it Glory? Is it Glory?
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood.
Let's check it out.
Flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, breath of my breath, love of my love.
Absolutely.
That's very good. Okay.
We got a couple more to get through. All right. How about this one? Hu raja chu, rajkumar nathi, par hu tane kabutar kyara rade batais. That was really bad. Go on.
What have I mentioned? No, I don't even know where I've mentioned the pigeon in anything.
Well, it's a bird. I didn't know what else to call it. So I call it kabutar. Okay, when birds cry, I will show you.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a clue.
Yeah, it's on. What song did I even put it in? Fly. It's from Fly.
Let's check it. Go on. Yeah. What, can you remember the line?
Nah, this is embarrassing. I can't find it.
All right. Okay. Here we go. This is what it is.
I'm a king, not a prince, but I tell you when doves cry.
I don't know what you call a dove in Gujarati.
Alright,
okay. Last one. Alright, okay. Penthouse mati lift ma 10 minute lagse jati apre navi Delhi no nazaro joy sakiye che.
Oh my god.
Come on.
It's from Mary John.
Okay, and this is what it should sound like.
It's 10 minutes in the lift to the penthouse, and we can see the view of New Delhi.
That is hilarious.
Friends, thank you so much for playing along, right? You know, always a pleasure when you're up on the show, bro. Listen.
Keep doing your thing.
We'll keep showing the love and the support always. And my brother, it's only right before we wrap up that you introduce the new one, man.
All right. Well, this is my new one in full English, unfortunately. Life of a Raja, featuring Wavy Boy Smith, produced by I Am Still Truth.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Masha. I'm still outside.